Holy Spirit, take my words and speak to each of us according to our need. Amen. I've heard that a good way to begin a sermon and to warm up the listeners is to start with a joke. So are there any Star Wars fans out there? Maybe. This is the last year this joke might be really relevant. What do Star Wars and Christmas have in common? Awkward questions about paternity. You can go ahead and groan. But today's gospel is all about the awkwardness and messiness of Jesus' paternity through the lens of a sometimes overlooked hero of Christmastide, Joseph. We read and see and talk and sing a lot about Mary. Even our hymn just before the gospel, we talked about the highly favored lady. We talk about Mary's call to be God-bearer, about Mary's yes to God. Time and again, we repeat the words of the Magnificat and recall the strength and courage and faithfulness of a young woman remembered through millennia. Every third year, though, on our final Advent Sunday, we hear this part of Joseph's story. It's a bit of a rarity because we don't know all that much about the father of the Son of God. We don't know exactly where he was born. We don't know much about how he spent his days besides his carpentry. We don't know when or where or how he died, but he's not mentioned in stories of Jesus as an adult, so he probably didn't live to see Jesus' public ministry. We can assume a bit based on what we're told in the story. Joseph is described as a righteous man. He's a faithful Jew, committed to serving God and living a lawful and ethical life. We might imagine that he's the sort of person who doesn't rock the boat, who steers away from scandal and controversy, an honest, hard-working man who strives to live each day justly and fairly in pursuit of a simple and uncomplicated life. Is that really so much to ask? Instead, he's faced with an impossible conundrum. His betrothed is pregnant, and he knows he's not the father. She tells a crazy and possibly blasphemous story about the baby's paternity, and even if her frankly unbelievable story was to be believed, did he really get no say in the matter? Joseph has no good options. He faces shame and ostracization from his community in the face of this apparent betrayal. If he were to continue with the marriage, he would live in the shadow of that shame forever, along with the knowledge that his heir would not be his biological child, which was not the scenario he expected or planned for. And yet, if he was to draw attention to Mary's out-of-wedlock pregnancy, she could, according to Levitical law, be stoned to death. Joseph went with what I imagine he must have decided was the least terrible option in the face of his shattered world. He decided to divorce Mary quietly, to make an arrangement with her father and move on. It may be a difficult life for Mary, begging or worse, but at least it would be a life. And then that pesky angel of the Lord shows up. Knowing what is at stake, is it any wonder that the angel begins with, "Don't be afraid"? Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. And Joseph follows this call, just as Mary before him. For Joseph, following God's call to be Jesus' father meant going from a normal life of faithful living by the rules and an untarnished reputation to a life of controversy, scandal, shame, and more questions than answers. Everything Joseph thought he knew about what was good, right, and pure was called into question. He became fodder for the gossip mill. Joseph's call meant leaping into a messy story that he didn't create, to love a woman he didn't understand and a son he didn't expect. God calls Joseph, quiet, steady, cautious Joseph, to choose the life he most fears, a life of uncertainty, scandal, and controversy. God calls Joseph into the mess of life, and Joseph says yes. We talk a lot about Mary's yes to God, but Joseph's yes is vital to the story, too. His willingness to struggle and ultimately to engage the complicated and the messy gives us the Holy Family, the Mother Mary and the Father Joseph, parents of Jesus. During Advent, we face our own calls to discomfort and vulnerability. When God calls us out of the comfortable, calls us to something that scares us, we might be tempted to dismiss the idea quietly, to cut our losses and go on our way. But to cling to this illusion of security in an attempt to avoid pain or doubt or shame is to miss the hope, joy, and abundance that are there in the messy tangle of life. Jesus breaking into the world is never what we expect. A tiny, helpless infant was not the Messiah, the King, that the Jews were expecting. A firstborn of dubious parentage was not the family Joseph was expecting. Think of times your life has taken an unexpected turn. Can you see Jesus breaking in? The season of Advent is quickly drawing to a close, but as we dwell a few more days in the season of prophecies and journeys, of hopes not yet realized, I hope you can find a quiet moment to consider how God might be calling you in this season, where God is inviting you into messiness and uncertainty. Maybe God is calling you to lean into a difficult relationship with someone who has views or politics with which you disagree, when you would rather quietly dismiss that person and their perspective. Maybe God is calling you to publicly take a stand on an issue that is important to you, or to speak more openly about your faith, even if it makes you uncomfortable. Maybe God is calling you to use your financial resources in a way that won't make sense to your friends and colleagues. Maybe God is calling you to finally do that thing you've been putting off because you're too afraid to admit, even to yourself, just how badly you want it. Maybe God is calling you to open your heart to a new and unexpected possibility. God calls us in many ways, and we have the option of ignoring the call, sticking to the safety of the status quo, going through life choosing the least bad thing. Or, like Joseph, like Mary, we have the option of saying yes, of following a call, following that tug in our souls, even when it seems scary and uncertain. Part of Joseph's call was to name Jesus. And in naming Jesus, Joseph acknowledged the child as his own, an adoption of sorts. He must still have had doubts and questions. Scandal and danger would shadow the rest of this carpenter's life, but he was all in. Faith does not mean freedom from doubt and uncertainty. God's call is not always or often or likely ever straightforward or easy. Trust is sometimes a struggle. But that is the journey of Advent and the miracle of Christmas, that messy and imperfect humans are the very people God chooses for working out God's plan of life and telling God's story of love. The Mother Mary, the Father Joseph, me, you. Amen.